Board. I'm Sherry Blatt, Water Resource Control Engineer with the Regional Water Board staff. This is item 12, work plan for regulatory program for discharges from dairies and concentrated animal feeding operations in the North Coast region. Can they hear me? The Regional Board adopted the Dairy CAFO program in January. This is a big milestone in our region. 2 years ago, the Board adopted the non-point source work plan with the dairy program listed as a top priority. At the January Board meeting, you asked for a work implementation plan for this program. This presentation highlights the important tasks and timelines that staff will implement under this new program. So we'll talk about what the dischargers need to deliver to meet the dairy program, what the staff will do to support these tasks that the dischargers need to do, the training coordination that we're doing with the various agencies and the dairy representatives, then the other special tasks that the board needs to do in the next 1 year, the inspections that we'll do, and the next steps after that. This table is an overview of the different permit options and the submittals under each permit type. The staff work plan is structured to assist the dischargers with the compliance program under each one, and we'll go over each one of these in the next slide. There are several tasks that the Regional Water Board staff are doing to help Dairy CAFO facilities. First, on March 2nd, we sent out a program letter to our dairy mailing list informing them of the new program requirements, such as filling out the Notice of Intent form. We are preparing a presentation for the upcoming workshop in Sonoma and Humboldt counties to help dairy operators learn about the dairy program and help them fill out the Notice of Intent form. The Notice of Intent form is due on April 30th. That's to enroll them in one of these three permits, the waiver, the general waste discharge requirements, or the NPDES permit. Then this summer here of 2012, we will have training to help dairy operators complete their water quality plan for the waiver and the waste management plan and the nutrient management plan for the general waste discharge requirements. We will help operators with mapping, best management practices, and understanding the monitoring for their permits. The water quality plan for the waiver is due in November, and the waste management plan, nutrient management plan, is due next January for the GWDR. Next summer in 2013, we will have training to help dairy operators complete their annual report and attach their water quality monitoring results from the surface water and the groundwater sampling. And last, the NPDES permit. Holders are required to submit nutrient management plans when they apply for the NPDES permit. Our time will be spent identifying these CAFOs that are discharging, getting them enrolled, reviewing their nutrient management plans, and getting their discharges under compliance with water quality regulations. We are working with the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program, Western United Dairymen, and other dairy representatives to develop and hold three dairy operator trainings this year and the annual report training for dairy operators next year. We're collaborating with the Natural Resource Conservation Service and the Resource Conservation Districts in presenting accurate information for dairy operators during these next four training workshops. So our next focus here in the dairy program is to enroll all dairies by April 30th. We will be having a training workshop in early April in Sonoma and Humboldt counties for producers to attend. We will explain the program and give the operators the opportunity to fill out their notice of intent form during the meeting and hand it in. Failure to submit the notice of intent enrollment form by April 30th will result in an enforcement letter from staff with progressive enforcement thereafter for continued failure to enroll in a permit or waiver. There's ongoing coordination with other agencies and dairy representatives. The Environmental Protection Agency, the City of Santa Rosa, and the California Department of Food and Agriculture all have interest in our dairy program and are funding operator assistance to meet the new regulations and water quality improvements. The dairy operators are represented by various groups and feel comfortable voicing their concerns and opinions to their representatives. Examples are Dana Ghirardelli of Clover Stornetta that has been to at least three of our board meetings and spoken each time. Other representatives might be from Organic Valley and the Creameries. We coordinate with these representative groups. Other tasks for the work plan include public outreach, so this is looking for non-filers. We're having staff training ongoing, daily, monthly, annually. A set of inspections will be performed each year to eventually visit all dairies. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Complaint investigations will be performed as they come in. Board meeting updates may be in the form of a board item presentation or an article in the executive officer's report. We'll be reporting to State Board on the Dairy CAFO program annually. Web updates will be done as new information needs to be accessed, and the LIRIS email notification will be distributed to our 150 people on the list as news arises. We would like to budget for about 30 compliance inspections per year. We anticipate all dairies will be inspected by the year 2014 at the current budget funding rate. In addition, we will be performing complaint inspections as needed. More complaints may be called in to our office now that we have these new dairy permits with specific protection measures. The unknown number of complaint inspections is not reflected in the 30 compliance inspections per year. The complaint inspections may take a little more time than the compliance inspections if we have not inspected the dairy before. This month we have 16 dairy assessments planned to help operators learn which permit their facility qualifies for. We've done 9 this week in Humboldt. We're doing 7 the last week in March. This year we propose to complete 20 additional staff investigations similar to the Tetra Tech assessments, but these will be timed after the dairies are already enrolled in a permit. Our visit will be to help operators learn about the permits and evaluate on-site practices. We plan to present the dairy program requirements at the June and August training workshops to help dairies with upcoming plan submittals. Scott and I will be the inspectors. We work under Mark Neely, senior of the Non-Point Source Unit. And Paul Kieran is also one of our dairy inspectors. He works under Mona Darty in the Core Regulatory Unit. And this is our office telephone, fax information, and our website. This is just an informational item. Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions at this time.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Yeah, this enrollment's open now, is that correct? For the self-assortment, the enrollment period's open right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it's open enrollment. The notice of intent form is due April 30th, and we're having a training in Humboldt and Sonoma counties around the first 2 weeks in April. CDQIP has money to help head up these classes, and they're helping to distribute information on those, and they're setting up the room. They're doing a lot of the legwork for us.
Yeah, they've been a great partner. So it sounds like you're really well coordinated then to you know, have a very good first initial outreach, dairy quality programs part of that, capture everybody you can and go forward from there.
Yes, I hope Kat will come to one of them too, I think. She's going to try to.
That's an affirmative yes, we also are. Very good. Any questions from board members? Okay. Let me do this. We've got a couple speaker cards, and we'll probably just have you back, but it sounds like you're on track.
Thank you.
First speaker, Melissa Lima from West United Dairymen.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us again today. As you said, my name is Melissa Lima. I'm with Western United Dairymen, and we represent 120 of the 150 dairies in the North Coast region. This week, we were very fortunate to be able to attend all 9 of the dairy assessments. That makes a total of 45 assessments that we've attended thus far. I think that's all of them. And we're pleased to say that our dairy producers, as they go through the assessments, feel much more comfortable with staff and with the regulation that they need to comply with. We're finding very good results on these dairies. I believe just about every dairy we visited this week should be able to comply with the waiver. And they're feeling really good about that, and in turn, their peers are feeling good when they're having conversations with their fellow producers that they can also comply with the waiver or eventually comply with the waiver, and that this regulation isn't as scary as it may have seemed to begin with. We have about 10 other volunteers that couldn't be fit into the assessment schedule this week here in Humboldt County. That's 10 dairymen that want to be assessed, and they're stepping up and saying, hey, Water Board, come check us out. We think we're doing good work here. So I think that's very positive. Well, we do have a really good response from our dairymen. We still do have some producers that are a bit skeptical. And as Sherry mentioned, we feel that the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program, or CDQAP, classes will provide them with a little bit more understanding of what the regulations mean to them and how they can best comply with those regulations. So we're really looking forward to attending those classes with our producers and giving you guys a little bit more feedback after those classes about how they're feeling that this regulation is affecting them. We want to commend staff for continuing to be very professional and very kind with our producers. We had a couple of tough situations we've seen on some of these assessments, and our producers don't feel threatened at all working with staff. I've heard feedback from every producer we visited, and they felt like it's been a positive experience. They know where maybe their weak points are, and those producers are feeling like staff is doing a really good job of pointing those out in a manner that's not threatening or too scary for them. So thank you for continuing to work with us. We think this is a very important partnership. Our goal, as well as yours, is to protect water quality and still let our producers perform their business. So thank you again, and if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Melissa, you and your organization deserve, as do others, by the way, deserve a gold star for helping roll this out, understand it, disseminate that information, bring people to the table. I think that's fantastic. Every time we talk about this dairy program, it's been really positive about the positive upside of this thing, and I just can't thank you enough. And I extend that to the other participants. I know that they're NRCS, RCDs, there's a lot of individuals, UC Cooperative Extension, Farm Bureaus, everybody's kind of working on this thing, and it's just a very good program. It started that way, it seems to be going that way, and I got all my fingers crossed that we just keep going down that road.
Absolutely, we do as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Any other questions, comments? Fantastic. Thank you very much. Mr. Denver Nelson.
Hello, my name is Denver Nelson. I'm a gentleman dairyman. I've appeared before you several times about this. I actually own a dairy in Ferndale, but my daughter and son-in-law run it and do all the work. And on nice days, I sometimes drive a tractor or play with a computer or something. But we had an NRCS EQIP program, you may remember, and out of that we got a nutrient management plan, and the first time I appeared before you I told you that it was worthless because it was based on Central Valley dairies and not on our type of dairying up here, and I was concerned that this whole program would be based on Central Valley dairies and not on the more pasture-based dairy that we do here. And I'd like to say that in the time since then that I've been very impressed especially with Sherry and the people working on this, that they've sort of progressed so that this is a good program, and I think it's workable, and most dairy people here, I think, are willing to partake in it, and the ones that aren't are probably should be forced to do it. And I think one thing, I'm not sure you're familiar with this, but I think you will be, and that is the nitrate assessment of groundwater that came out a couple days ago. It was put out by the California Water Resources Control Board and done by some people down at Davis. And I think it's important, actually, theoretically, I think they might know what the nitrate levels are up here, but it isn't part of this report. But the reason I think it's important is because the nitrate levels are too high in the Central Valley. This is a not well-kept secret. And once you get nitrate into the groundwater, it's almost impossible to get it out. Our nitrate levels here are not too high, and I think it's much better to prevent building up nitrate from agricultural practices than it is to try and rectify it once it happens. And so I think that once people understand that, it makes this program even better. Thank you.
I believe that study is Thomas Harder is one of the primary authors of that, and Dr. Harder actually, I've seen him talk. In fact, he did some studies up here, Denver, that some nutrient application rate studies about, because you are pasture-based here, and you do have a very different practice than what happens in the Central Valley. I saw him speak, and I've seen him speak on it a couple times, and it's very interesting because I believe his findings, and while they may not be in that report specifically, but I've heard him talk about the work that was done on the Humboldt Plain and how basically the manure application rates were at a rate that were completely assimilative in his professional opinion. Now, I haven't seen a peer-reviewed document that came out of that, but I did see him present that. And I think there probably is information that's maybe specific to this plain.
I think I've heard him talk up here too, and
yeah.
The problem is that it's all secret. You know, like I know what the nitrate levels in our wells are, but then it's just that little section of the page, and the rest of it, somebody else got their section. So there are very few people that know the whole levels of all of the dairies that were analyzed. And the guy that was doing it worked for the Extension Service, and they got rid of him and hired somebody to be the fisheries consultant in place of him, and he now drives a log truck. So there's a problem with, and then on my dairy, I'm sort of a nut about water. I've had a complex analysis done of our well water. But all that data is kind of, you know, everybody has it, and the people that have had it done are a little scared because they think that, you know, the evil government's going to come in and regulate them somehow based on that. So it's hard to get an overall analysis of...
Well, there is in this permit term a requirement to sample the on-site water well of these facilities. By the way, data's been, and the acquisition and making public of data has been a bit of an issue, probably for a variety of reasons. I think as this goes, though, I think in some ways this is a journey of faith and trust building, because as this goes, you know, one part of doing this is to be explicit about some of the reporting end of things. Well, I don't expect it, you know, that it's just going to be a full, divulging of information. I would expect that this is a process of discovery and learning as implementation happens, wells are sampled, that some of that data, I believe, becomes part of the public process and knowing about, you know, better informing ourselves. You're right, I think an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and you surely do not want to deal with nitrates in the groundwater system. It's a heck of a lot easier to deal with it way beforehand.
Yes.
Any other questions?
Yeah, just one last thing. Denver, when I heard David call your name, saw you walk up, I went, here it comes, because I remember when you were up here last time. You know, it's one thing to come up and be critical, but it's another thing to come up and be complimentary. So thanks for circling back and closing the loop there. And it certainly means a lot to me to hear that from you, to know that staff are really doing a good job. So appreciate that.
Well, I think that it started off, you know, to be a word processing document from the Central Valley, and it's not applicable here at all. But on the other hand, I think, you know, nobody wants to have two-headed children either, so.
Thanks a lot, Denver. I have one last speaker card, Mr. Denny Lenardi.
And then, Madam, or Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I just want to say Dennis Lenardi is a former Regional Water Quality Control Board member and greatly missed.
Duly noted. Welcome back.
Dennis Lenardi, and I'm a real farmer from Ferndale.
West Denver.
I wanted to follow up. Denver did make a good point, though I think it's worth following up when he's talking about nitrates. One of the things I think everyone's aware of, that we have like 80% of the region, the dairies in the region are organic. And it's a lot harder to make a nitrate mistake putting, you know, 2 tons of manure on as opposed to 10 tons as opposed to putting ammonium nitrate on when you can go 100 pounds. So that's a big difference in 1,000. So I think there's some protection built in because of the cultural practices that we employ. One of the things since our last meeting, we did get the Sustainable Ag Committee funded from a local funding source and developing some regional water quality plans through that. And it's just in its infancy stages, but I think that's real healthy. If I had one thing to encourage you with, Sherry had the list of number of dairies you assessed. It's very helpful. We had an assessment done. It's very helpful if you could somehow prioritize getting more of those done, because the voluntary participation has been very high. If you go back, and we've shared this conversation before between gutters and roofs and water diversion and the kind of constructive things, what helps even more if we know more specifically the kinds of things that we need to focus on, and that assessment helps us. We had one, there were several things, no big deal, let's do them. So if you can encourage that, because it's really non-threatening and it's kind of participatory, it really works, because the ultimate goal is to improve the water of the states of California and being compliant and having those assessments or prioritizing those somehow would be really helpful, because that gives us tools as individuals and tools as a community to be constructive. So anyway, thank you, and thank the staff, Sherry and company, who's all been over the course and at least all the course of time has worked with us, getting us to this point where it's largely been voluntary compliance that's gotten us here, and you know, the waiver is going to be easy because of that. So that's all I had.
Dennis, thank you. Sherry, would you come back and speak to us for a moment?
Am I in trouble?
Okay. He did phrase it that way, didn't he?
You know, every time, Sherry, we get together and talk about dairy stuff, this has turned into a model that in some ways, you know, when we were talking Shasta Scott this morning, I kind of look back on this experience, and I think of kind of how it was set up and how it was structured and some of the kind of key points and elements of it. And some of it was by just darn luck that it kind of stumbled out that way. The participants, the regulatory, the climate, the willingness to go forward and all that. But, you know, this has just got a good trajectory. It has a really good feel to it, and it has for a long time. And I know I don't want to forget you, Lisa. You're a part of the dynamic duo here that has helped make this thing happen on the front end. And Sherry, absolutely. So,
the Dairy Queen.
You might have a new title, Sherry. Dairy Queen. Okay, so. That's a title that I'd wear with honor. Very nice. You know, some good suggestions here, by the way. Actually, I think that this is definitely, it seems to me, still a process of discovery to go out and look at this. You've certainly got a very good set of participants that help you go forward on this, and that's very nice to hear. So you come back to us sometime in the future. Sounds like from your matrix up here, you're kind of twice a year. Let us know how that's going, if there's something you need from us, or if you don't need from us, in fact. So it sounds like it's going well. I believe that Mr. Messi had something to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Put together a couple of things. One that Mr. Dan Myers has in the past encouraged us to go to Sacramento and ask for more personnel. If we're going to do 30 inspections per year with our staff, a PY is 2,080 hours, I think this is where we want to start looking for more staff. We are at the bottom now, or at least we are starting up in terms of an economic cycle. These are the things that we should be asking for staff for. These, we can show you Mr. Sacramento, we can show you that we did a good job, but it's coming at an expense because obviously we have a very limited staff. So I would encourage us, on the basis of this, where we have had this kind of success, use this as the model for which to go to Sacramento and say, we need some more help here. It works. And thank you, Cherry, Lisa, all of you involved, and particularly Mr. Norn, who was the one that brought this to our attention, that we don't have a dairy permit. That's why come?
We do now.
We do now. Thank you.
Okay.
Good
thank
job, Cherry.
Thank
Good
you.
Job, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Can I say something?
Oh, I sure. stand remiss.
I just want to tell you that this has come a long way. I was sitting in a creek or near a creek in Hoopaw, and one of our engineers is about 6'4". And he walked up to me when this whole package very first came out, and he said, "What are you guys doing now?" And I said, I'm not real sure what part of it. And so to come from that moment to this is very good job. Thank you. And thanks to all the dairymen. I knew Humboldt County would pull through, and I've got to work with different folks around here, and we have really good landowners in this area, and the producers are always game on, you know. So it's a good testimony to good work on all sides of the aisle. So thanks.
I will say that we try to get an even number of dairy assessments throughout our region, and it's much easier to get volunteers from Humboldt County than it is from Sonoma County.
And no one offered you concrete boots to investigate the dairy ponds, right?
No.
So that's good.
No.
Well done.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I've heard them say that's what they do. As a joke, of course.
No. Okay, we're going to jump actually to take on item number 13, the temperature policy basin plan amendment. Thank you, Adona. Save me again. And then after that, we will go to Confucian Hill.